The Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race is no stranger to severe weather. In nearly four decades of competing, mushers have endured everything from brutal cold and bare tundra to hard ice and heavy overflow. But this year, Bethel is experiencing its warmest winter ever. So warm that officials have had to contract the route to avoid open water, so it doubles back on itself. KYUK's Laura Craigle has more on how this year ranks in a long history of adverse weather.
Myron Angstman is chairman of the K300. He's been involved ever since he helped found the race in 1980, when a blizzard obliterated the trail and prompted an unplanned 24-hour layover while volunteers scrambled to lay new stakes.
The first year was horrendous, and there'd been many years ever since.
Angstman says those years have brought all kinds of challenging weather, from wind chill that dips 100 degrees below zero to endless glare ice that sends even the best dog teams skidding. One of his favorite stories comes from a race defined by deep overflow. Angstman was working on the trail crew when he passed two-time champion Rick Swenson, wading through feet of water and muttering angrily to himself.
He didn't look real happy, and I said, "Jesus, Swenson. You do this for a living?"
Angstman says that smugness only lasted about an hour until he got stuck in a different puddle just as Swenson caught up.
And he looked down at me with the same tone I had used on him and said, "You do this for fun?"
Despite decades of unpredictable weather, the K300 has never been canceled. Angstman says officials have postponed the race and rerouted it, but they always find a solution, something he calls key to its longevity and reputation as a premier mid-distance competition.
One of the reasons we've been here for 39 years is that we find a way to put on the race.
This winter is no different. Officials have decided to cut the trail in half and have mushers run it twice. That way, they'll avoid a scattering of open holes upriver, some so large they span from bank to bank. Angstman says the new route is just another fix in a long tradition of dealing with difficult weather, but ingenuity is bound to have its limits, and the Kusko 300 founder knows that.
If it warms up as much in the next 30 years as it has in the past 30, we could really see a disappearance of mushing in this area.
For this year at least, Angstman says he's glad they've found another way to get dog teams on the trail. The K300 starts Friday evening. In Bethel, I'm Laura Craigle.